any way you did it, whether you have to pay back 50-50 or a third or a quarter, whatever the minig is, that you like work on the field and you have to pay him back a portion, that's the way you're leasing it. So now, mokim shenogel ikser, if the minig is that you, the worker, has to cut down the tfuah or the grapes, yikser, you have to cut it down. Laker, to uproot it, yakr, you have to uproot it. Lachrosh, to plow, achrov, after it, yachrosh, you have to plow. Hakol kiminig hamdina. Everything you have to do the lease, when you lease the field, you have to do the way the minig is of that place. Now, kishem shachokim betfuah, the same way they divide up the worker and the owner, the tfuah, the grain that grows, the same way they have to divide up with the straw and the stubble also, they have to divide up. The same way they divide up the yain, the wine that comes out of this field, the same way they divide up this mirus with the vines itself, and with the sticks that hold up the vine. And both the owner and the lease and the one that's leasing the field have to supply these kanim, the reeds, the sticks like that hold up the vine. Alright, we'll stop here. You're up to the perek Hamakabel. Daf Kuf Gimel Omer Aleph from the bottom. Again, the Mishnah says, Hamakabel Sodim Echaveroi, if you accept to work on a field of your friends, and there's two ways you could accept it. Either it could be an orus, which means that you pay back to the owner percentage-wise, like one-third of the percentage, one-third of the crop that grows, or one-quarter, or else it could be a chakiris that you're renting. I have to pay you 100 bushels, no matter what happens. So now, mokim shenogu liktzor yiktzor, if the minig is to cut off the tua, you have to cut it off. Laker, if the minig is to uproot the tua, the wheat, yak, you're supposed to uproot it. Lachrosh achrov, if the minig is after you pulled off the wheat, now you have to make a harish, you have to plow out the field now to kill out all the reeds. Is yachrosh, you have to make a harish afterwards. And therefore, hakel kiminig hamadina, everything depends upon the minig, how they noig, how they act in that place. We'll see in the Gemara what is coming to be mechadish, what is teaching us. Now, kishem shachokim betfua, the same way the oris, the worker and the owner, share the produce, what grows, kachokim betevin of akash, the same way they share, also the straw and the stubble they share. And kishem shachokim b'yayin, the same way they divide equally the grapes that grow to make wine, kachokim b'mizmaris, the same way they divide the vines also. Uvekanim, and in the reeds, we'll soon see what the reeds do. Ushneyim misafkim es kanim, and later afterwards, they divide the kanim equally. These are the kanim, these are the like shafts, the piece of wood that hold up the vines. Now the Gemara says, Tonu, we learned, mokim shenogu liktzar, ein rishoy lakar, if the meaning of this mokim is to cut off the tfua, so you're not allowed to uproot it. Lakar, if the meaning is to uproot it, ein rishoy liktzar, you're not allowed to change and make a ketzira to cut it off. And then it says, Ushinaya makvim zezeh, either the owner or the worker could stop the other one. So now it explains, liktzar, if the minig is to cut off the wheat, and a rishoy laker, you have no right now to change and to uproot it. So, hi omar, bina didtavin li'aryo. In other words, if the worker wants to uproot it, so the balabas has the right to say, no, I don't want you to uproot it, because I want, like, the stalk, the bottom of it to stay there, that there should still be tevin, there still be, like, some manure for next year. Vayom, let's say it's the opposite way. Let's say the owner wants it to be uprooted. Still, the worker has the right to say, Vayoma loy matzinu, I don't want to, like, it's too much bother. I don't want to uproot it. If the mini gets a cut, he has the right just to do that way. Then it says, Laker, if the minig is to uproot it, then ainu rishoy liktzar, then they have no right to change, just to make a ketzira, just to cut it off. Why? Hi, Omar, b'inon, detinaker aroi. The owner has the right to say, I want you to uproot it, because I want it to have a clean ground. Like this, if you uproot it, you completely take it off, I want it to be clean. So therefore, the worker has no right to change around and just cut it off. V'hai, Omar, let's say the balabos wants him to cut it off, just the worker wants to uproot it. Vayama binon tivna. I want to have this stubble. Therefore, I want to uproot it, that I could keep the bottom part of it. So therefore, each one has a right to say he wants to stay with the minig hamadina. And therefore, Shinaya Makvin Zezer, that both could stop one of the other. So Gemara's question, Lomali, what do we need this for? Gemara says, Poshid, my Tam comments are coming to give the explanation. My Tam Likzer, what's the reason why, if the minig is to be cut or to cut off, ain't a Rishoy Laker, you're not allowed to change it around and uproot it, or else Laker, if the minig is to uproot it, ain't a Rishoy Likzer, you're not allowed to cut it off. Mishum the Shinaya Makvin Zezer, because both of them are Makiv, one and the other. Each one has a right to stop the other one. Then the Mishnah says, Lachrosh achrov yachrosh. If the minig is to plow afterwards, you have to do it. So Mora says, Pshita, of course you have to. That's the minig hamokam. So Mora says, Lo tzricha, the chiddush is like this. Be'yasro deloy menachshi. That the minig is, you don't have to prune, like take out the reeds first. The Yozaliyu, now this worker went, Vinochish, and even before he cut off the tfua, he first pruned it. He took out the bad stuff, he pulled out the reeds. So Mado Temai would have thought to say, oh Malay, the worker has a right to say back to the owner, Hai Dinechishno, Adaito Deloy Kirivno, you know why I first made this Nichish, I first pruned the field, in order that later I should not have to plow it again. Komash Malon, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, no, you still have to plow it. Because otherwise, the boy lele frushele, you should have explained it, you should have spoken out that you're doing this instead of the plowing. Since you didn't speak it out, so the minig hamakom is you have to, you still have to. Then the Mishnah says, Hakel k'minig hamadina. Again, the Gemara asks, Hakel asu yemai, what does it come to include? The Gemara says, Le'asuya comes to include, ho de tona rabbonin, that day we learned. Mokim sheno gulahaski rilonois. If the minig is when you rent out a field, you also mean to rent out the trees also, he has a right to use the trees. Al gavikaka, with the karka, so maskirin, so then you have a right to use the trees also. But mokom shein nohagu lahaskir, if the minig is not to rent out the trees with the field, if I just said I'm renting out my field, it does not mean to include the trees, so then ain't maskirin, you don't have a right to use the trees. Now, mokim shinogo lahaskir, maskirin, but in the place that the minig is to rent out the trees when you say the field, you mean the trees also? So Gemara says, pshita, of course, that's the minig hamokim. So Gemara says, the chiddush is, lo tzricha, what do I need the chiddush for? The kuli yalma yoyvil betilsa, all the work is like pay back to the owner, one third of the profit. That's usually the rent you pay. V'yozal iyo v'yoyvil beriva, now this person went and only paid back a quarter of the profit. So therefore, Ma'at Tema, like maybe he has a right to say, Ma'at Tema Diyomale, the owner has a right to say, Hai Debatsu Lecho, you know why I let you pay me less rent? Like I'm only taking one quarter of the profit instead of one third. Adaited Lo Yehivna Lecho Bilonis, that my intentions were that I'm not going to let you use my trees. Even though usually the minig is when you rent the field, you have a right to use the trees also. But here, since I'm charging you less, I meant to say like you cannot use the trees. So Kamashmalon, that's the chiddush here, no. Still the renter has the right to use the trees. Because the boile lefrushele, you should have spoken it out clearly that I'm only renting you the field and not the trees. That's the chiddush. Then we said, Mokim Shinogush Leila Haskirin Maskirin. If the minig is not to rent out the trees, when you rent a field, you only mean the field and not the trees. So Ain Maskirin, you don't get the trees. Again, the Gemara asks, Pshit, of course you don't get the trees. So Mar says, Lotzrich, we need the Chiddush over here. The Kula Yalmo, Mikabli Beriva. Every place, the worker plays back to the owner a quarter of the profit. For Yozel Iyuv Kibla Batilsa, and this worker accepted to work to give back one third of the profit to the owner. He's paying back the profit more. So therefore, Ma'at Tam, I would have thought that he has a right to say, Omalei, that the worker has a right to say to the owner, Haide Tafoy Lecho, you know I'm paying you back more, Adaite the Yehovah's Li Bilonis, because I thought I have intentions like that you're also going to give me the trees also. Kamash Melon, that's the Chiddush, no. If the minig is not to get the trees, you still have no right to use the trees. Because the Boilei Lefrushilei, you should have explained it, spoken it out clearly, that I'm paying you more money, because I want the trees also. And if he didn't speak it out, that's the Chiddush here, Hakol Kiminik Amdino, we go still after the Minik. Then the Mishnah says, Geshen Shechokim Betfua, Kachokim Betevenu Bekash. The same way they divide up the wheat, the Tfua, the same thing with the Shrua. Omar Rabbi Yosef said, Bevovil and Bovil, Nehigu, you know what the Minik is? the loyovi tivna le'arisa. The yoris, the worker, does not receive the tevin, does not receive the shrua. That stays for the owner. So Gemara says, l'maynaf kamina, what's the difference? The ikka inish, the yoive, if you see somebody in bovel that the owner is letting the yoris take the shrua, you should know, ayin yofahu, the owner is a nice man, he has a good eye. For loy gamrina mine, we don't learn out to say anybody is muta. Omar Ravi Yosef Yosef said, Bukhro v'tifso v'yakvoso v'koni d'chizro the balabais. These things the balabos has to do. In other words, the balabos, when he wants to make a shmira around this field, so like first he makes a ditch around it, then on the bank of it he builds it up. So Bukhro means like a Bukhro the first time, the first layer of ground you put down. V'tifso, then you put a second layer of ground on top of that. V'yakavosa, what's riding on top, the third layer of ground. V'koni, and then you put reeds there, like sticks there, to make a wall out of it. V'koni d'chizra, the balabais, this the balabos has to make. V'chizra gufa, but the thorns that they put around this gate, the arisa, that the yoris has to supply. Klolo de milsa, what's the klal here? Kol ikka bilmo, the ikka part of the shmira. Bilmo here means, Rashi says, ikka shmira, sheyev shablahi, that you can't go without it. That's upon the balabos, the balabais. But netirusa yeserto, the extra watching, that's the arisa, that the oris has to pay for. So here, the reeds, he has to pay for. Now, the Yomar Rav Yosef, said, you should know, moral like the hoe, the hoe, or Zavila, the shovel, the Davla, the pitcher, the Zanuka, the hose, the Balabayas, this the Balabas has to supply. Arisa Ovid Be Yuri, but the Yoris, the worker, he has to make like the dishes for the canal, the water to come through. That's called Ovid Be Yuri. Rashi says, all of Lasa's Charitzin, he has to make the holes here. Misvas Hanor at Saifasoda. He has to make the irrigation canals like. Then the Mishnah says, Keshem Shechokim B'yayin, Kachokim B'zmeras of the Kanim. So there's a question, Kanim Maya Vidatayu, what are we doing here with the reeds, with the stick? Why do we need them here by the vines? So Gemara says, Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, Kanim, these sticks, these reeds are hamuchlokim, or smooth ones. Shabahen ma'midim es gefanim. With these you use to hold up, to let the gefanim stay on it, rest on it. So that's what you have, these kanim by the gefanim. Then it says, Ushneyim misafkin es kanim. Both of them divide up the kanim. So lomli, what do we need this for? So I'll tell you, my time koma, the Mishnah is explaining, giving you a reason. My time shneyim chokim bekanim. How come that both of them divide up the kanim equally? Mishum, you know why? Because tishneyim misafkin es kanim. Since both of them at the beginning have to pay for these reeds, therefore they're like shutfas in it. Therefore later when they finish, therefore they both are divided up equally. Now the Mishnah says, Hamakabul sode mechaveroi. If you accept a field of your friend to work on, again, either you're renting it or else you're going to pay up a percentage wise. V'hi beis hashalchan. It's a field, beis hashalchan means like it's a dry field that does not rely on rainwater, but you need a well there to irrigate it. Or beis ilan, or else there's a tree on the field. And you rented this field. Now, yovish shamayin, let's say the well dried up. Let's say the tree was cut down. The locher is ain't a monocoloid. You have no right to deduct now from your rent. Even though when you rented it, that's what it was on the tree field. But since you did not speak it out, like that's not part of the rent. Even without them, still you have to pay the same rent. What's going to be though? At least ain't a monocoloid min chakuri. Can't deduct from your rent. What about im omaloi? Choker.